Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning into Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of
So close.
We do this every week and I still mess it up. Of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store. Or Google Store, depending on your device.
Not just me.
Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Talking is really just too hard today, but
today,
okay, tongues
have been twisted today.
Welcome to Slumber Party. We're here every 6 to 7. On every Tuesday. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a little mini topic for today, not as big as usual since we'll be focusing more on the music this week. And we'll get into that just very shortly.
Yeah, so this first song is called The Loon and the Blind Boy by Beatrice Deer. She's an Inuk Mohawk singer from Nunavik, and her genre is Innu Indie. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Season. If you have unused tech in your home or office, consider donating it to BC Technology for Learning Society so schools, nonprofit organizations, and low-income individuals can have better access to technology. Donating is safe, easy, and helps people in your community. If you want to donate or to request refurbished equipment, you can learn more at reusetechbc.ca. We'll be right back.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The last few songs you heard, I think you heard quite a few, but the last one was, I think, L'Aventure by Terrain Vogue. And before that was Harap Dan Ragu by The Marlows. They're a really good soul group from Indonesia. They actually have an upcoming album, and there's some songs released already, but it fully releases on May 22nd. And then before that was Gabriela Olivo with Yase Yase. And before that was I'm Sorry Women, Fair Enough, by Bit Was Here. And I think I covered all of them.
I think that's... that's what we got through. Mm-hmm. And we are going to head into our mini topic for today, which is more of a simple topic.
Literally,
as it is about embracing the simplicity of life. So I think just the fact that thinking more simply, is just what I propose the topic for today as, just based off some inspiration that DJ Star and I, we... played some volleyball
yesterday.
It was yesterday. We went to Kitsilano Beach, and we went with a group of people, and we just played volleyball for hours and hours, and beautiful day, just having some fun, and no cost at all, or very minimal cost if you think about parking. But it's just... I think the idea on my mind is just embracing this more simple lifestyle in general, and the way that it can attack and fight against our, you know, our grind culture and this...
and consumerism.
Consumerism, yeah. And this idea that we always have to attach ourselves towards our performance in a way.
I'm curious what you mean by, like, keeping your thoughts more simple.
I think thoughts more simple... as in putting less pressures on yourself in that way. Not being like, let's not question anything in life.
Yeah.
But more like, you should be aware of how things like external influences by society are affecting you, and complicating your thoughts, being like, oh, you should be doing this and this by this point in time and this point in time. But no, like more like you should keep it simple, you know. If you want to do this, then work towards this and make your own goals in a way, and don't try to be influenced by other complicated, conflicting thoughts.
So it's kind of like filtering out the external influences or corrupting
streams. Yeah, most people don't, I guess, not sure how many people think about it on a daily basis, but just how external influences, like, you know, from capitalism, where all these, you know, makeup companies, for example, or fashion companies are always marketing towards you to buy more. You know, if you buy this makeup product, you'll look like this woman and you'll be beautiful. And all these things that you have to always want more and more and more. And it more complicates your life to just clutter it more with more stuff when, you know, let's just go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm trying to say.
And something that I'm just thinking about right now that is like the opposite of a simple lifestyle is just having social media in general. Like, I have tried deleting most of my social media, but my Messenger app is still like clinging on for dear life, and you can access Facebook Reels through the Messenger app. So I'll be waking up like, oh, what a lovely day. Like, the birds are tweeting, the sun is shining. And then I'm like, like, instant reaction is like, oh, okay, I'm gonna check my phone, and then I wonder what new Messenger or like what Facebook Reels are on there, and then like that just kind of like clutters up your entire brain.
Hold up, I didn't know you could see reels on Messenger.
Oh, you can.
You should not have told me that.
I need to show you.
You should not have told me that because I did not know that either.
It's dangerous. They still give you away.
Some context, DJ Star, both of us are now addicted to Facebook Reels because we don't use Instagram. So,
and it's such low quality stuff. It's not. They don't even know that. What I want to see most of the time.
Oh, it's so good though. No, mine's quality.
Yours is quality.
They know what I want.
Mine's like slop. I think I told DJ Coco this, but I saw like a 5-minute AI generated video of like a leopard fighting two warthogs, and I thought it was real. 5 minutes of my life. After that, I had to turn it off for a bit. But you know, I still went back. But anyways, it's kind of just scrolling and consuming all of this information right away in the morning or like before bed, pretty much any time of day, is really going to like muddle up your thoughts and your mind and take away any clarity you might have had before going on there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think for that same reason, like, I always do the same thing, waking up and scrolling a little bit on the reels. And now...
Rise and scroll.
And so, for me, I'm seeing more curated feed for hobbies and things like that. Like, people taking these specific shots or sewing like this or...
You're getting mending ones?
Yeah, I'm getting mending ones now. But now I'm...
You just started mending.
I know, it's...
Maybe it's for the best.
Yeah.
You need some help with it.
Yeah, I do need some help. Oh, I'm bad. But for some reason, I also feel like I have this sense that I want to be better at my hobbies and better in some way. You know, I gotta be better to do this because if I'm better at this, then people respect me more. And so this loop with those reels and with social media is hard because it just complicates your life again once more instead of, you know, just embracing that, you know, the day is here and you're bad at your hobbies, fine. But once you add in those reels and then you add in, you know, people who are 10 times better at you at everything, it does. It just muddles up your life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for that and just this whole concept of, you know, people doing more, we're all seeing more on social media. There's things like, as I said before, beauty. So these makeup hauls and fashion hauls that people do all the time. There's also things like your lifestyle. Like, people are talking about always traveling, especially international travel is stressed. Like, you know, local travel, okay, anyone can do that. But, oh, you're going to this country or going here. Or eating out at very fancy restaurants. Or even just seeing a lot of concerts. Because now concerts are so expensive. Instead of just, you know, listening to it in your bedroom, you have to go out and see the artist kind of thing, that you really love them. To, you know, even sports, for example, like, there's a lot of emphasis on sports that cost a lot of money that people are impressed by, or other people, such as bouldering, which is pretty popular now. And another one is running, but in context to people who run marathons, because you have to pay to get into these marathons. And you also have to have all the gear. Like, you need the shoes. You need the really fancy shoes. You need the packs. And you need the, the sugar. There's like, they have like these gels.
Yeah.
That you eat too. Oh, it's crazy.
They got some stuff going on.
They have so much stuff that you now have to add to accessorize your runs. And it just complicates the actual idea of this simple run of just running on the pavement.
Yeah, and it's so difficult because I feel like there's kind of two sides of the coin in where, like, yeah, you can have a certain lifestyle where you're traveling internationally and you have, like, you're consuming a lot of high-quality brands and stuff, and that's a form of social and cultural currency, and you're still over-consuming, but it's more looked upon with, like, respect or jealousy or admiration. But if you don't have as much money, you might have to start buying things that don't have as long as like a life cycle or aren't as good quality. So you're just going to have to like keep on consuming more and more. And like, I feel like that's the other side where, you know, that's looked down upon, even though it's basically just like a difference between class, and neither one is really allowing any space to live simply, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or there's not a lot of room in our society, at least, that is like regarded as like, oh, I never see anyone on social media. It's like, I'm so jealous of like your simple life. Like, maybe in a very like romanticized way, but not truly. I think like a boring life. Nobody's
no.
like I need that.
Even though the idea is so simple of having a simple life, it is definitely a very systemic issue that just our system of capitalism and consumerism, it always drives everyone to see more and want more. And then our friends and family talk about expecting more kind of things. So it's hard to just pin this on ourselves and say that we're the problem and that we should just be embrace being more simple when this is, you know, everyone's problem. And there are, you know, there's some ways to tackle it yourself. And some of the difficulties with, you know, always being fed these messages of wanting more is that could be solved by or partially solved by being more having more gratitude, for example, you know, just having the things you have in your life and the people you have around you, which is one thing you can practice. But I'd still say this is arguably a systemic issue. And this issue with consumerism as well has made us attach our self-worth to these objects or lifestyles or practices. You know, like people want to say, oh, I do